Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I hate that America has a president who's too stupid to know how stupid he is. That's what we have. Let me just back this up. We don't have a president. We have a person who was inserted into office in a coup, and he's too stupid to know how stupid he is. Joe Biden has no idea how the real world works. Welcome, everybody. A recovering Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. And I'm really in that area right now where my voice is getting that sexiness to it. As you can hear, I'll admit it, I'm a bit turned on myself about myself. So don't feel bad if you're having a little more of a sensual moment with me right now, because when you have that part of your, when you're sick and you're starting to get well, all guys know this. I don't think women have this. Maybe women's voice gets more melodic or something, but guys, our voice gets a little deeper and a little more resonant, and I'm right there. And outside of the little coughs that occurs from time to time, you just wish you could stay here because it's so beautiful and resonant. But unsadly, because I do so much radio, it'll be gone in about an hour. So enjoy. Glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Let's listen to America's feckless so-called leader, Joe Biden, who's now talking about gas prices that soared. Why? Because his energy policy stinks on ice. Let's listen to what he has to say, who he blames for this inflation that's occurring in gas prices that have people unable to afford necessities, and in this case, the necessity of just plain old petrol for your car.
Look, my message is simple. To the companies running gas stations and setting those prices at the pump, bring down the prices you're charging to the pump to reflect the cost you pay for the product. Do it now. Do it now. Not a month from now. Do it now. And it's going to save people a lot of money. A little over a year ago, I signed an executive order to promote competition with a goal of lowering prices for consumers and raising the wages of workers and encouraging innovation in the economy.
And none of it worked. Welcome back, folks. Do you realize how stupid this guy is? I mean, honestly, he doesn't understand the supply chain. The guy that completely disrupted the supply chain. Gasoline prices, let's remind everybody, under Trump, under $3 easily, well under $3 a gallon, headed to be under $2 a gallon. Joe Biden, who said during his so-called campaign, I'm going to destroy the fossil fuel industry. He's done it. And who does he blame? He blames the gas station owners. It's they who did. Look at what they're doing. They're gouging you. Now, his stated policy says, I'm going to put you out of business. I'm going to get rid of this black oil. You're going to go to clean energy. I'm going to raise the prices, etc. And now he wants to do his kabuki theater and act like it's somebody else's fault. Now, how is it their fault? You got hurricane. You got no drilling going on. They're at the mercy of other people shipping gas overseas to them. Whatever you look, let me put it away. Look, I know you people understand it, but there's a couple of lefties out there I got to explain this stuff to. By the way, lefties, Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, and I don't know who sent you here, but you should thank them. Go thank them right now. I'm going to give you a couple seconds. Okay, good. So you thank those lefties because I'm going to explain to you how things really work. If I'm sitting on $100 worth of product based on when I bought it, and suddenly the supply chain a month from now says, Kevin, when you buy this again, it's going to cost you $300. What do you think I'm going to sell my $100 worth of inventory for? You think I'm going to sell it for $100? Or do you think I'm going to make sure I can cover what I anticipate is coming? See, Joe Biden can't even think beyond the next transaction. We're not even talking about playing checkers here, folks. Forget chess. We're not even playing checkers. These people are so idiotic. And here's what's funny. They think they can fool us into believing that this isn't Joe Biden's fault. No, no. Forget Donald Trump and the fact that the United States was, you ready for these words, lefties? Independent of foreign oil. Gas prices in check. Was that stopping Tesla? Well, let me ask you. With the policy that Trump had in place, a manageable migration into electric vehicles and into green energy, were we suffering in any way? Would the Tesla go, man, that stupid Trump, man, he will not focus on electric vehicles. Tesla is the number one car dealership probably in the world, certainly in the United States, with us still having a policy that says we respect dark energy, black energy, coal and gasoline. We respect it, and we're going to make this transition. And no matter what was going on, we were still prepared to make that transition into EVs, and it wasn't good enough for the Democrats. No, they want to see brownouts, blackouts. They want to see energy prices through the roof to the point where the middle class can't afford it. And that's the question you should be asking yourself, is how, when we didn't have this so-called climate change policy that everybody seems to want, we were still migrating quite readily into electric vehicles. Every car manufacturer doing it. And it isn't California going, oh, you better have these electric vehicles by 2030. It was the car manufacturers saying, you know what? If that's what you guys want, that's what we'll give you. But thankfully, there are still some of them that are saying, you know what? I'm not going to bet at all on electric vehicles, because I'm seeing what happens when we got to throw these batteries away. I'm seeing what happens when China controls the lithium market. I'm seeing what happens when the cars break down and the cost to repair them or to get a new battery is dang near more than the car itself. I'm seeing the future, and I don't really like that future. Anyway, Bill Brook, CEO of Benergy, of the business strategy firm Capture, said this about Biden. I grew up in the convenience gas station business. Margins are razor thin in these operations, and depending on their relationship in the buying ecosystem, they may be buying from a bulk fueler or directly from the producer. So we're talking very little difference in prices. Since gas stations work on small margins, they are under constant competitive pressures from the station next door to keep their prices competitive. This is simple supply and demand. You have less drilling going on, less oil and gas being refined, prices go up. Folks, a five-year-old could understand this, but a demented clown like Joe Biden, the guy that's pretending to be president that was installed in a coup, he doesn't understand it. And whether he did or he didn't, it doesn't matter, because his handlers don't want you to know the real truth. They want these prices to go through the roof.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have two great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cause this a death.
Hurricane Ian barreling down on the coast of Florida has already shut down Cuba. Lights out, that kind of thing. By the way, for you Californians, it isn't going to take a hurricane to put your lights out unless you want to call your hurricane Gavin Newsom, because that's all it takes is for you to have a Democrat governor, a knucklehead like Gavin Newsom, and lights out. Anyway, back to Ian. Oh, before that, welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to. I want you to understand the context of leftism as we explore. You know, as I'm going to explain it today in multiple ways, and you'll get it. I promise you, you'll get it. It'll be much more than your entertainment dollar than you paid for your entertainment dollar here. I promise you. So just hang in there. So Hurricane Ian bearing down on Florida, and the National Weather Service is issuing, you know, evacuation orders. It's turned into a cat, from a cat 3 to a cat 4 to whatever it obviously is. And there's no question it's going to hit the coast. I mean, you know, sometimes you hope it'll veer off. But it looks like it's going to hit Florida. So they're doing a news analysis of this on CNN with undoubtedly the worst host of a radio, of a TV show on the planet, Don Lemon, who's losing his show, going to mornings, and you'll understand why after you listen to this. So Don Lemon's got an expert in weather who is the guy's reporting the facts on a hurricane, and he's telling you the significance of the eye of the hurricane actually creating a second eye and what the impact of that could possibly be as an expert meteorologist. And Don Lemon begins his questioning of this man talking about climate change. So I want you to hear the beginning of this clip, and you'll hear the expert meteorologist's response.
Can you tell us what this is and what effect climate change has on this phenomenon?
We can come back and talk about climate change at a later time. I want to focus on the here and now.
Now, that's about as gingerly as you can witch slap a little princess like Don Lemon on camera without saying, look, just leave that alone. We're talking about the here and now. We're talking about a hurricane that is bearing down on Floridians that aren't concerned about climate change. They're concerned about, are their homes going to be there? Do they have enough fuel to get out? I don't know if there are some that are going to hunker down and see what they can do. But there are many, many other things on their brains besides the idiocy of global climate farce, a.k.a. weather. So the guy goes on to explain what this system is about, and I'm going to let you finish with that, and I'll show you just how stupid these leftists are, people like Don Lemon, and why I come on and do this show every day to make sure that you don't fall for this nonsense. So here's it. The meteorologist finishes what he's saying after telling Don gingerly, look, this is not about some global climate change or conspiracy. This isn't Donald Trump, you know, coming into Florida, beating everybody up or whatever you're going to try to spin this thing. This is the weather that's happening here and now, which, oh, by the way, Don, happens all the time. In Florida, we have what's called hurricane season. But anyway, here's him finishing it.
We think the rapid intensification is probably almost done. There could be a little bit more intensification as it's still over the warm waters of the eastern Gulf of Mexico, but I don't think we're going to get any more rapid intensification. If you look here, you can actually see, pretty interesting for your viewers, you can actually see a second eye wall forming around the inner eye wall, and that's basically the second eye wall has overtaken the original eye wall, and that should arrest development.
Now, this is great information. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know a whole lot about hurricanes, but that's good information. He's saying, look, the way that this thing is forming, this could be good news for Florida, because if this eye wall does this, that, and, you know, multiply times 3 divided by 2, then maybe this thing won't intensify, et cetera. I don't know what he's trying to tell you, but I was listening. I was thinking to myself, that's a good report. It isn't your standard thing.
Well, it's still heading towards, barreling towards us, and there's not much we can do, and I would just suggest that everybody, you know, make sure you got your shutters up. And it wasn't that.
He was giving you an actual explanation of why this thing could turn out to be good. I was riveted. But here's Don Lemon. He can't let it go. So here's the second part of this.
Listen, I'm just trying to get that. You said you want to talk about climate change, but what effect does climate change have on this phenomenon that is happening now? Because it seems these storms are intensifying. That's the question.
I don't think you can link climate change to any one event. Okay. On the whole, on the cumulative, climate change may be making storms worse, but to link it to any one event, I would caution against that.
Welcome back, folks. So yet again, the meteorologist, not only does he say, look, let's not link climate change to a single storm. And he even, you can tell I think the guy understands that he's a meteorologist. He's going, look, don't be trying to sell people that weather is climate change. He says, you know, maybe it has something to do with it in the long haul. He's leaving a wiggle room, but you can tell he's not convinced. He's like, look, all right, I'll play along. But let's not link it to a single storm. And in fact, let's not link it to hurricane season. Because see, Don, here in Florida, we have what's hurricane season. Now, Don Lemon, not to be outdone, in case you missed it, he says, look, it seems like These storms are intensifying. That's the second time he said it, but I want to play the end of this so I can finish beating up on the stupidest guy in television, Don Lemon. And that's saying a lot because I used to think it was Al Sharpton. Here's the final part of the clip.
Okay, well, listen, I grew up there, and these storms are intensifying. Something is causing them to intensify. So this storm is just...
And there you have it, people. Don Lemon, he grew up there. And these storms are intensifying. How does he know? Well, he didn't study it. But what does that got to do with anything? The storms are intensifying, and he knows it because he grew up there. I don't know where you grew up. What observations can you make about where you grew up about the weather? Let me tell you, I grew up in Brady, Texas. You know what I can tell you about Brady, Texas weather? It was pretty much the same. There were storms, there weren't storms. There were cold days and hot days. There were rainy days and non-rainy days. That's the way it was. You know what I remember about Brady, Texas and global climate change? Absolutely nothing. But I do remember this. Brady had weather. Don Lemon has an expert on his show. Let's just summarize. He's got an expert on his show who's explaining what's going on right now that deals with the here and now affecting people who are all over the country wondering about loved ones, wondering about a storm, and Don Lemon has to proselytize. He has to make sure everybody understands that this storm happening during the time of year when these types of storms occurs is not because of the cyclic nature of weather. No, it is because of global climate change. And how do we know this? Because Don Lemon grew up there. And despite having an expert who is trying to gingerly tell him, why don't you mind your business? Why don't you just do what you're supposed to do? Be intellectually curious about what my knowledge is. Take the knowledge that I have and let your audience, you know, figure out what they want to do with it themselves. And Don Lemon can't do that. He's the expert.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Tony Barusso reporting. Hurricane Ian has left a path of destruction as it slowly moved across the state.
In Orlando, WKMG meteorologist Julia Broughton says Ian has been downgraded.
Tropical storm Ian with winds at 65 miles per hour sustained with those higher gusts moving off to the northeast at 8 miles per hour.
Officials along the west coast of Florida are just now beginning to assess the damage from Ian in Lee County, where Ian made landfall. Officials there are answering as many emergency calls as they possibly can, but also admit that they can't get to every area. Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino says details are still spotty, but he tells us that he anticipates many casualties from this storm.
Unsure of the exact details because we are just starting to scratch the surface on this assessment. We're doing everything that we possibly can. Again, now it's to protect and preserve lives. And we are in full force doing that.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bidenflation is what they're calling it, and it's an apt word for it. And no matter what the Democrats do, the polls are showing this. The biggest thing on people's minds, folks, I'm just telling you what I see, what I hear. The biggest thing on people's minds, whether they're Republican or Democrat, are the soaring prices of everything. See, it would be different if Biden could have limited to just gasoline, because, you know, he's trying to destroy the fossil fuel industry. No question about it. It's his stated goal. And no matter what fixes that they pretend to put in place, don't believe it. It's like, you know, Reagan, I'm the government, I'm here to help. Don't take it. Move on. You ask the mafia, you'd be better off. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. So polling, not good for the Democrats. Jen Psaki made the comment, if this is a referendum on Biden, there's no candidates that are going to win. I saw a report the other day, a guy, he says, how are the Trump-sponsored candidates faring? And they don't really have an answer because they know that the Democrats are going to cheat. But the guy who wrote the article was trying to imply that the Trump candidates aren't doing very well. Here was his rationale. He says, and I don't remember all of them, but he says they're not running ads on TV. That's his barometer. They're not spending millions of dollars in ads on TV. Carrie Lake, and I'm going to use her as an example, who's running for governor of Arizona, hasn't spent she just started running her ads, I think he said, 2 days prior to this broadcast. So only a few days ago, right? She just started running ads here in Arizona. But let me tell you something. Surprise. She's beating Katie Hobbs. Katie Hobbs is running ads like crazy. Carrie Lake is defeating Katie Hobbs without running ads. Now, I can't say that for everybody. I'm just telling you, if that's your barometer, you got the wrong thing in mind. The Democrats, Mark Kelly's another example, the guy who's our current senator. He's running all kinds of negative ads, all the PACs running all kinds of negative ads against Blake Masters. And Blake Masters isn't our best candidate. But point is, even with that, the polling in Arizona shows Blake Masters in a statistical tie with him, and he's not running that many ads yet. So what is the referendum? What the left and the media doesn't want to tell you is the referendum is against you going to the grocery store and going, what the flunk is this? You going to fill your car up and going, whoa, wait a minute. Joe Biden ended an 89-day slide of gasoline prices that didn't get gas anywhere close to Trump, but he could have some bragging rights that he knocked the price down from half of what he had. You know, he tripled the price of gasoline and knocked it down to double the price of gasoline, and he still wants to spike the football. Well, guess what? Gasoline prices back up through the roof. Exactly what the Democrats wouldn't want to happen at a critical time. Folks, we are not that far away here from the election, weeks away, and everything that could go wrong for Joe Biden is going wrong for Joe Biden. Look at all the things these knuckleheads have tried. They tried the SCOTUS leak. Then they tried to capitalize on a woman's right to choose, and after all the dissecting of it, you know what women found out? I can still have abortions. I could drive somewhere and have an abortion. I mean, for those who want to, and as I've spoken many, many times, that what people are going to find out is abortion isn't nearly the wedge issue that people want it to be, because the average woman isn't walking around going, I sure hope I can have an abortion someday. But let me tell you what the average woman is walking around doing. She's wondering, can I feed myself? Can I clothe myself? Do I have a place to sleep that I'm safely sleeping there? Are my children safe? Can I feed and clothe them? Can I put gasoline in the car to do my soccer mom duties? I'm not trying to say women, that's all they do, but you get my point, right, folks? Right, misogynists, fellow misogynists, toxically masculine men? You do get my point, right? The average American, they write, has lost $4,200 in annual income since Biden took office, entirely wiping out gains made under the Trump administration. This comes from the Heritage Foundation. The losses come down to surging inflation and higher interest rates. Now, as with all things, I tell people, look, here's Heritage saying an average of $4,200 in annual income. I'm going to give you actuals from Kevin Jackson, okay? $800 a month increase in my rent. $800 per month. That alone, you want to do the math? $9,600 that I'm feeling from one president to the other. That's issue number one. Number two, I spend a minimum of $700 a month more in gasoline. I know you're going, Kevin, really? Yes. My gasoline price has doubled. And, you know, what? It was already bad because, you know, in Arizona, everything, especially with baseball, you're just zipping across the state with a travel kid. The price of that went up $700 per month. Spend well over $1,000 in gasoline. Now, you want to do the math on that? That's $8,400 a year. My food prices have gone up a minimum of $500 a month. And that doesn't include eating out. I'm talking about just what the difference that you can feel it. You're looking at a receipt from one receipt to the other. I take that back. It's not $500. It's $300. And my electricity cost have gone from an average of about $350 to an average of about $500. So another $150 there. So $4,200, I wish I only lost $4,200 under Biden. Now, that doesn't include my spending power, as I mentioned, going out to eat, things you have to do for routine maintenance on your car. Look at the things you did normally and ask yourself what they cost now. Now, I'm not a budget watcher, so I can't go, oh yeah, this used to cost this, but I can tell you this, I know the cost of this. The cost of a Starbucks cup of coffee under Trump was under $5, maybe slightly over. The cost of a Starbucks cup of coffee now, same size and everything, I was at the airport, forced to buy their junk, $6.80-something. You see it. It was funny because I said to the girl, wow, it's cheap. And she looked at me and like with this wry smile like, yeah, I get what you're saying. Because they've watched it go up. Black girl, she knew it. She knew what I was talking about. So look, I always tell you, look at it personally. Don't look at it from somewhere else. Every single thing we're talking about, you're being impacted. Heritage Foundation says it's an average of 4,200. I don't know what that's based on, but I'm sure they've done a great job because they're an amazing organization. And I believe their numbers. But for me, it's way higher. They said their analysis found that the average American has lost about $3,000 in annual purchasing power because consumer prices have risen 12.7% since January of 2021, have spiked significantly faster than wages. Wages, they say, have risen just over 8% in the same period, which have resulted in a pay cut. Higher interest rates and borrowing costs have also reduced the average person's purchasing power by another $1,200. I tell you this, my credit got hit because I had my credit cards, I pay them off quickly, and what happened was I had one card that had gotten a little high, paid it off, and you know what they did? They reduced my amount of credit, a significant amount. Never had a problem with it, never a late payment, nothing. And you know what happens when they cut your credit amount? That impacts, you know, your ratios. And even though I pay my credit card off, my credit dropped. I mean, my credit, yeah, score dropped. That's the fear. And now, I'm 99% on time. I mean, you have to go back years. And if I'm late, I'm late 3 days or something, you know, because I'm traveling or what have you. I don't do auto bill pay. But the long story short, I'm a good risk, a good credit risk. And I can only imagine what other people are going through because, man, this is unbelievable. Anyway, they said to simply put, working Americans are $4,200 poorer today than when Biden took office. This is E.J. Antony, research fellow in regional economics with Heritage's Foundation Center for Data Analysis. This financial catastrophe for American families is a direct result of a president and Congress addicted to spending our money, combined with a Federal Reserve compliantly enabling this addiction by printing more money, more dollars. Under the Trump administration, Heritage said the average American's annual earnings, just for those keeping score, had increased by $4,000. So let's just compare and contrast. Trump gave you $4,000 more. Joe Biden took $4,200 from you. That is a differential of $8,200 per American or $750 per month. So make sure you explain that to leftists when you talk to them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We have more than a financial meltdown occurring under Biden. We have many catastrophes that are occurring under Joe Biden. And the fact that the fake news media covers this clown as a serious person speaks to the state of America more than most things. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm not dismayed. I have to look at Biden and say to myself, God has to have a purpose for this. It's like with Obama. God has had a purpose for us in the leftism to see Obama. Obama was the perfect guy at the time. Everybody on the left wanted to, oh, we got our black messiah, and many on the right wanted to believe that it was going to solve the problems and, you know, get rid of all these ideas, and everyone suffered their delusions. People thought, oh, no, 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 we can make a loser, a guy who has no experience in government, who has done nothing except just use his style to get ahead, but we can turn him into something really successful. And there are many on our side who thought, you know what, let's just get this monkey of racism off of our backs and let's just go ahead and do it. And you did it. And you know what you got for your efforts? You didn't even get a T-shirt. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to. Learn your lessons, America. Conservative America, wake up. There is nothing you're going to do or say that will please the left. Stop self-abusing. Stop waiting for them to give you some sort of validation of who you are. Let me tell you something. I'm going to say this as delicately as I can for radio. I don't give a crap about leftists. I don't give a crap what they say about me, think about me, rumor about me, etc. I don't care. I got one life to live. I'm going to live it to the fullest. The people that know me, love me, they understand me, they accept me, flaws and all. And you know what they understand about me? That I'm a pretty doggone good person, pretty pragmatic, pretty understanding of many things. And here's the other thing, non-judgmental. And I represent you. I'm no anomaly. I'm no outlier. I'm the core of conservatism. For the most part, we don't care what you do. And I'm not going to make any apologies for it under any circumstances. If I hurt you, I'll apologize to you. But I don't owe anybody else any explanation. Zero. And I won't do it. Hey, while I'm thinking about something, my nephew contacted me on Ancestry, sends me a note, says, hey, we seem to be kin, and he's my little brother's oldest son. My little brother's got like 7 kids. And he contacted me. I said, yeah, I'm your uncle. Send him a note back. So long story short, I called him yesterday. Great young man, 25 years old, trying to find his way. And we had a great, I'm sharing this because I want you to understand there are some really good things that occur in life that just bring you back, you know, to reality. I'm prepping, I'm doing stuff, I'm running around, I've got business plans going on, I got to book trips to this, that, and the other. I'm working on, emceeing 2 events coming up that are very large events. And out of the blue, my nephew calls me, never met him. And I'm listening to a young man that sounds very much like me. And despite growing up in not greatest of circumstances, because my younger brother was a drug dealer, he grew up with my father, sadly. We don't share the same mother, we share the same father. And that's the wrong connection for us, okay? Because if he grew up with my dad, he grew up in some dysfunction. And he did. And I know that dysfunction propagated down to his family life, especially with his first kid, because he was a kid having a kid. He wasn't really ready for that. But he had a kid. That's his oldest son. So he and I, Sylvester's his name, have a great talk. And he's telling me, you know, I can tell he doesn't have direction. And I said, hey, listen, here's the good news. You've reached some sane family here. And I want you to know whatever you need, just reach out. Not financially. I'm not going to help you there. But what you need from an advice standpoint, I'll give you great advice as if you're one of my kids. And I didn't put it that way to him, but he got the message. And I could feel it in his voice how overwhelmed he was to know that I existed. That I got to tell you, of everything that's been happening to me and all the blessings I've been getting, that was one that just warmed my heart. I just thought I'd share that with you. So under Biden, we got these catastrophes, and we get these little glimmers of hope that don't come from anything Biden's doing. They come from what God makes you understand about your humanity. Kevin, I prepped you for this reason to meet your little nephew and be prepared for him. How about that? But Biden, I got to prepare my nephew for Joe Biden now. Anyway, this guy, we were talking about a report from the Heritage Foundation. This guy says this. He says, the Fed is finally fighting inflation, which is pushing up interest rates and increasing financing costs. pardon me, he says, rates on all kinds of consumer debt are rising. Mortgage interest rates have doubled since Biden took office, greatly increasing Americans' monthly payments. Many New Yorkers griped they are feeling the pinch. Now, this is the part I wanted to get to. Street cleaner Fiona Santiago, 32, told the Post she is forced to travel from her lower Manhattan home to Brooklyn just to save money on groceries. That's what she has to do. She says everything is going up, so it affected me drastically. She says she's becoming more out of pocket now. She says it's been tight, but I've been trying to make it. She says it's especially affected the low income. Folks, this is what, look, as I said before, I can't stand that these leftists cheated this sucker into office. I can't stand it. The election integrity has to be the number one priority of this nation. By the way, January 6th hearings got postponed because of Ian. Bring him back. I don't. You know what? I'm not even going to go there. But the long story short, election integrity, big issue, because this is the outcome. This is what we get. But there's a part of me that says, as I was alluding before, we got baby black Jesus, Barack Obama. He was going to save the Democrats and save the nation. Both sides of the aisle coming together. And you know what happened? Barack Obama was a dismal failure on every count. Every count. There's nothing you can look back. I'm not saying he didn't do one or two or three good things. He did. And I highlighted it at the time. But overall, he hurt this nation in ways that the only America could recover. We would be in the midst of a civil war. I'm talking about a full-blown racial civil war with guns if we were not as strong of a nation as we were because of Barack Obama. This guy had black folks ready to erupt over policing in America, over so-called white privilege in America. He had Muslims ready to erupt. I mean, you name it. Every special interest group on the planet thought they were going to make out and do great under Obama. Outside of the LGBT and the Muslims, everybody else failed miserably. They didn't get what they wanted. And if black folks, black leftists told you the truth, they would admit to you that Obama was a huge failure for the black community. By the way, did you see the party he's throwing for himself for his birthday? You should see the Martha's Vineyard tent he set up. He could house not only those 50 illegal the Venezuelans that came over illegally, he could house all the ones that Texas and in Florida have sent to every state in that tent indefinitely. Just to go Google and get a shot of it. You'll see what I'm talking about. Going back to this. What we have is a president, I use that word so loosely, it doesn't, you know, I spit as I say it. We have a president who is so brain damaged, he doesn't know policy, he doesn't know economic policy from petroleum jelly. This guy, as I said, as we played earlier in the broadcast, is blaming the gas stations for his own policies that have raised the price of gasoline. But we need him. As conservatives, I'm glad they cheated this stupid Captain Demento is what I call him, that they cheated him into office, because now the Democrats have to live their lies. Every single day, they have to get up and the media has to try to put lipstick on a pig and make you believe that Biden's better than he is. And no matter what they do, Biden has no recourse except to screw it up, because that's what leftism is about. It's about screw-ups. So we've got people driving from lower Manhattan to Brooklyn to get groceries. People all over the country are doing the very same thing, and that doesn't bode well for the Democrats.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.